right. Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. I'm professional scrum trainer Ryan Ripley. That's professional scrum trainer Todd Miller. Todd.
I'm back to my old angle.
He's back. We're actually kind of looking, you know, in the right direction.
Yeah, back to my old angle that I was at before. So
it's good. It's a good look. It's going to help us with this question. Todd, how do you onboard new scrum team members?
There's a lot to consider here, isn't there? Like what accountability, because I think there's a big difference between onboarding a product owner and a developer.
Let's go developer.
Okay, cool. Thank you for the clarity. Maybe we could say, oh, help, we got a new PO, but that could be another episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot to this. I think we should start by saying that this is an underrated thing. You know, the team already has norms, right? And they already have a way that they're working together. And I think that let's just rule out the misconception that just because you add a new person, that doesn't mean that more work is going to get done.
No, actually, adding a new person is a short-term hit to productivity, to effectiveness.
Yeah.
Right? It's a short-term hit. Adding people to a team is a long-term play. If you're running late, if things are behind, if deadlines are looming, and you think adding a person is going to save you, you're lost. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be game over. But if this is a long-term move, if this is good for the product over the long haul, Todd, something that I like to do, and by the way, these are just ideas. There's no best practice here. I really like mob programming. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of having the whole team work on one objective, one idea together, and have that new person immediately in the mix trying to contribute, right? Mm-hmm. Have that person working with the entire team. Pair programming is another great method here. Have that new person pair up with, you know, each team member throughout a week, throughout a sprint, whatever cadence you think is right, and get them in the mix as soon as responsibly possible, and get them working with people who have been on the team for a while so that those norms and ideas and conventions can get conveyed as quick as possible. Plus, I love seeing the new person get their first commit to the code base sooner rather than later. It gets them part of that team camaraderie. It gets them kind of involved. And I think a lot of good things come from that early, quick win.
Yeah, you know, I could tell you selfishly as a coder what I've liked to do. If we're talking software development, which this could be applicable to anything else too, is I like to go in and I like to fix some defects. Right? To me, like I'll a really great way to study what's happening in the architecture of an application is to, hopefully you have unit testing going on, is to get into there and see what's happening. And hopefully by maybe fixing some defects, you can gain a little bit of a comprehension, gain that quick thing, gain that quick check-in, you know, get some confidence, get all the stuff that you need to get to the point where you can check in code, right? And kick off a CI build or something like that. That's where I like to start. So that might be a logical place to start, is to pick one of those up. Sometimes depending on how the personalities mix, I tend to when I'm new with people, feel a little bit of pressure around immediately mobbing. Although that could work well. And pairing two might be similar. Maybe that's a great way to ask a ton of questions. I think these are things that I think all these things you can try. I don't think there is one answer. I mean, there's so many different personality types out there, and it really depends on where you are on the scale of that. I really need some time to gather my bearings, and I like to do it fairly in private while having a confidant to ask questions to, but also knowing though that this team's probably been together for a while and there's some norms that have already formed. So make sure you're to encourage people to go out to lunch.
Yeah,
you know, do the little things, right? Make sure that they have something nice at their desk that indicates that they're part of the family now, or ship them something, right? Do lunch. You know, that first Friday, go out and grab a drink, like something like do the little things, because they really say, and studies show that first day, those first few days can be really important and really imperative to the long-term health of an employee. So do the little things, I think. But sorry, I'm tangenting. Sort of with bugs. I got the whole way around to do the little things What else you got?
DJ no, I, RR. when I would join a company as a developer, I would do exactly what you recommended. I would try to find someone that, I recognized from the interview process that seemed mm-hmm. nice. And I'd ask them if they'd pair up with me on a defect. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to check out the code base in a less risky way, you know, do some test first development, figure out a defect, see how the code's working, check out the documentation. I learn in context. I can't just take a binder of documentation and learn about a product. I have to learn. Right. I learn by doing. And so I thought, you know, that's a really great tip. So if you're on a development team, if you're a manager, if you're a scrum master, help create opportunities to do that, mm-hmm. right? Help facilitate ways to make that happen. But I think getting that person included as soon as responsibly possible, even in like a whiteboarding session, mm-hmm. right? Have them, you know, show them the biggest problem that we're trying to solve right now. See if they have a new idea to shake some thinking loose, and just really intentionally getting them into the flow of the way the team works is what we're about here. So mm-hmm. is there one right way to do this? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. As Todd said, it's going to come down to a lot of the personalities involved and the culture of the team, but getting that new person involved, whether it's theoretical, whether it's programming, whether it's planning, I think that really makes a difference. And then those little things, right? Get them that new polo with the company logo on it. Make sure they have a laptop on day one, right?
Yeah, nothing and don't give them the old school, the old yeah. junk, you know? Like, they have nice stuff.
Or don't right? make them sit for a week or two without any equipment, which is yeah. ridiculous. Oh, yeah. You know, make sure those things are taken care of. And yeah. I think you can lead to that can lead to good things.
Make it an awesome day one, right?
Awesome day one. All right. Let us know what you think in the comments. How have you been onboarded in past roles and what really helped you? Maybe we'll talk about onboarding a product owner and Scrum Master in some future episodes. Let us know in the comments if that would be valuable. Like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out the socials. We're very active on Twitter and LinkedIn. Some videos are popping up. The algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some good Scrum things.
And help your new peeps.
Help your new people. We'll see you tomorrow.